Thursday's front page, President Obama will speed up the withdrawal from Afghanistan. He's bringing home 30,000 soldiers by next summer, pulling out the surge he sent in 2 years ago. New York State's largest public employee union agreed to major concessions on wages and benefits. And a changing of the guard in Las Vegas. Term limits kept the incumbent mayor from running again. His successor is keeping city government all in the family. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says President Obama has decided to speed up the pullout from Afghanistan. He said the tide of war is receding. He said Afghanistan, which served as a launching pad for the 9/11 attacks, no longer poses a terrorist threat to the U.S. He also acknowledged the domestic economic strain of 10 years of war, saying it's time to focus on what he called nation building here at home. He said 10,000 troops will leave Afghanistan by the end of this year. The other 20,000 will be out by next summer. Even before the president's speech, the broad outlines of his strategy were known in Washington. Times reporter Mark Landler filed this report about the political fallout.
This will have complex implications for the president politically on Capitol Hill, which has grown weary of the war, but is splitting in its response to what should be done in unusual ways. In the Republican Party, you have both traditional hawkish Republicans like Senator John McCain, who would like to leave as many combat troops in Afghanistan for as long as possible. In the Democratic Party, you have an anti-war left, which would like to pull out of Afghanistan altogether, and a more moderate contingent, symbolized by senators like John Kerry, who also want to bring home troops, but on a more measured scale. So this is breaking up political lines in Washington in interesting ways, and has all kinds of implications as well for President Obama as he enters an election year in which some Republicans are staking out positions on the war that are actually to the left of the president.
Times reporter Mark Landler. Also on Thursday's front page, what's next for Greece? Times reporter Rachel Donadio says it's going to start selling off state-owned companies. That's on top of cutting pay for police officers and firefighters and raising taxes. European leaders and the International Monetary Fund say it's the only way. Some economists say they're insisting on the economic equivalent of a medieval bloodletting. They also say it probably won't revive the patient. New York State's largest public employee union is following in the steps of organized labor around the country. It agreed to major concessions on wages and benefits. Governor Andrew Cuomo worked out the deal. He's avoiding the kind of fight that's taken place in states like Wisconsin. It's not clear whether he can also avoid layoffs. Elsewhere on Thursday's front page, the first in a series of profiles about people who are functioning normally despite severe mental illness. Marsha Linehan works with people who are seriously suicidal. She understands their pain. When she was younger, she was suicidal herself. She went on to become a psychologist and create a treatment plan for suicidal people that's used around the world. Last week, she told her story in public for the first time. Times reporter Benedict Carey says more and more people are doing that. They say the time has come. Now for some big numbers on Broadway. The musical Spider-Man cost $75 million. Could the producers really have spent that much? Well, yes. Financial statements show they spent $9 million on sets, costumes, and shoes. $9 million is what Book of Mormon spent on its entire production. But apparently six-legged spider women need a lot of footwear. Spider-Man also spent $1 million on lawyers, and it owes $100,000 a week on an $8 million construction loan. That money went for renovating the theater. In Las Vegas, Mayor Goodman is planning to swear in Mayor Goodman. Mayor Oscar B. Goodman is leaving office next month because of term limits. But his wife is the mayor-elect. Mrs. Goodman is not Mr. Goodman. She's less flamboyant. Times reporter Adam Negurney says it's hard to imagine her delivering a State of the City address flanked by two Las Vegas showgirls. Mr. Goodman did that in January. Inside Thursday's Times, President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is clashing with the Supreme Leader in Iran. Times reporter Neil McFarquhar says this time the power struggle with Ayatollah Ali Khamenei may be more political and economic than ideological. But conservative clerics remain convinced Ahmadinejad wants to take their place. China released dissident artist Ai Weiwei after 3 months in detention. Beijing apparently bowed to pressure on human rights. He was arrested as China stepped up its crackdown on people who criticized the government. That was when the Chinese internet was percolating with chatter about mass protests modeled on the revolutions in the Mideast. The Federal Reserve says it will complete its planned purchase of $600 billion in Treasury securities next week. Then it's hitting the pause button. Thursday's Business Day section says the Fed is not planning to do anything more to get the economy going right now. This comes as the Fed said growth is sputtering. It's now projecting a growth rate of no more than 2.9% this year and 3.7% next year. Those estimates are markedly below the last forecast back in April. Copper mining heiress Huguette Clark died last month at age 104. She'd lived in a hospital for the last 30 years, even though she was basically fine. Now her will has been released. Her $400 million fortune is going to arts groups. According to her will, she gave a prized Monet waterlily painting to Washington's Corcoran Gallery of Art. The public hasn't seen that painting since 1925. That's our preview of Thursday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts at nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.